Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
and good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Evangelist Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you are tuning in today, no matter what hour of the day or the night, but welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry Blog Talk Show today. We have an exciting topic, a word from the Lord today. On our topic today, we're going to be talking about what to do until the morning come. But before we get started on our broadcast, oh, gracious Father, we come just to say thank you. Thank you for waking each and every one of us up this morning and closed in our right mind. Because someone woke up not in their right mind this morning, but Lord, we thank you for our right now mind, dear Heavenly Father, for right now word, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for the activities of our limbs. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for everyone that will come on, dear Heavenly Father, even on the archives. Lord, we praise you for that in advance. Lord, we come to give you an advance praise in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen, and thank God. Well, today, our topic today is coming, what to do until the morning comes. That had been ringing in my spirit for over a month. So I say, I'm going to do this broadcast today. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 30 and 5. And the word of God say, not Sadie, but the word of God say, it still should be in your Bible if you have not tore your page up. And it says, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. And the words say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. My. For those that would like to tune in or have someone else to call in, this is the number that they can call into. Area code 646-716-4389. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. And if you would like to come on and say something, all you have to do is punch 1 on your keypad or your telephone. Thank you so much. You know, as I was going through this and reading in the Word of God, the Word say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You know, I had to look up, what is weeping? Weeping is to shed a tear. Fall forth in weeping, tearfulness. It means to mourn, express grief, sorrow, or any overwhelming experience that causes us to shed tears. To weep for someone or something, mourn with tears or others express of sorrow. Someone may be listening in right now that may be weeping, that may be mourning for something or someone. They may have tearful eyes right now. But in Psalms 126, 5 through 6 say, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, beareth precious seed, shall doubleth come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheep with him. And if you go to the end, LT verse, it says, those who sow a plant in tears shall reap harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as though they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest, with rejoicing, bringing his sheep with him. And I'm reminded on King James Version in Matthew 5 and 4, it says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Today we're going to talk about what to do until the morning comes. And as I went on reading on by weeping, the next question I saw, what can cause us to weep? You know, what are some of the night situations? These things that cause us to weep in the night of our life. Somebody is listening in today that's weeping in the night of your life. You know, not achieving your desired goals in your time cause you to weep. Not moving up as fast as you desire cause you to weep. A period of decreased economic in your family, your household, financial difficulty, foreclosure on homes, businesses, can't pay your bills, no food in your home, utilities, a negative financial report that may cause you to weep in the nighttime. When you haven't given in to sin as a true believer, if you are unhappy in a relationship, all these things cause you to weep at night. But we're going to find out what it do until the morning comes. You may have a disobedient child. You may have a crazy husband or a crazy wife. You might be done lost your job. You don't have no job security. You're being repeatedly hurt from a person or a loved one. When you have been used and abused, this causes you to weep at night. When it seems God is not answering your prayer, my. You know, you go into a depression. You go in loneliness. You think of oppression. You're in sadness. You're broken. You hardness of your heart. You have sickness in your body. You're despondent. You're distressed. You have heartaches. You have heartbreak. You have heaviness. All these are things that's happening to you during the night and evening before the morning comes. You know, you have mournfulness. You have grief, or you're grieving. You know, so today we're going to tell you what to do till the morning comes. First, you need to walk in the word of God. You know, 2 Timothy 2:5 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's one of the things you can do till the morning comes. The next one is pray without ceasing. You'll find that in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, telling you to pray without ceasing. No matter what you're going on, you need to keep prayer going. That's to do till the morning comes. You know, you need to rejoice ever the more. You find that in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice every day. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, turn the channels of your life. I'm telling you some things that you can do till the morning come in your life today. Our next thing is forsaking sin. Watch what you say. You'll find that in Psalm 18:21, death and life are in the tongue. You have to watch what you say. And you have to remember the God of Philippians 4. Remembering God in us is a supplier. You'll find that in 4:19. Remember, God is a strengthener. You'll find that in 4:13. This is all telling you what you can do till the morning comes. Ha! God is a satisfier. You'll find that in Psalms 4:11. You know, as I went on into the word of God, The best way to be in the night before the morning is ask God for what you need and want. He knows, but did you ask him? You know, Matthew 7:7 says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. That's one of the ways in the night before the morning comes. Be thankful and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. These are things I'm giving you to do in the night before the morning. Thanksgiving makes room for more. Be thankful for what God has given you. A thankful heart is grateful. Be grateful and be thankful. A grateful heart is an opened heart. And the word say, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You'll find that in Romans 12:2 say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have a caller on the air that have come on. We're going to get him on. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
Good morning. We're just calling in to wish you a blessed program, and we're going to step out just a little and let you continue your talking.
Thank you so much, Bishop Barnett. If you can come back, please come back and share with the audience on what to do till the morning comes. Ah, thank you, Jesus. You know, we can be patient in tribulation. You know, a lot of people always asking God for patience. You better be careful. When you ask God for patience, you better be prepared for when patience comes, because you're going to go through something when you ask him for patience. And you're going to have to have that patience while you're going through. You know, the word of God says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You got to be steadfast, unmovable. Now, we're still talking about the ways to be in the night before the morning. We've given you synopsis already what to do till the morning comes. But just stick with it. We're going to meet you somewhere. We're coming down your street right now. It's something we're going to touch on that you're going through right now, that you fear morning will not come, but morning is coming. You need to be renewed in your spirit and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You'll find that in Ephesians 4:23. The next thing you need to do, you need to be filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And Ephesians 5:18 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to be filled today. And as we go through, it say, be angry and sin not. Ephesians 4:26 say, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. No matter who you upset it with today, no matter what was said today you didn't like, ask God and that person for forgiveness. Don't go to bed angry. You may not wake up. Be anxious for nothing. You know, you got to be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. God know what you want, but you have to open your mouth and ask God for what you want. You got to go to him and request what you need. And the word of God said, be doers of the word. You'll find that in James 1 and 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Be holy in your life. You can live a holy life. You can be doers of the word, and not only hearers. You can hear and not do what the word says. So we want to tell you today what to do till the morning comes. And anyone that call in that would like to speak and say something, just hit your keypad with number one, and we will bring you on. We have another guest that came in, and we want them to come right on in and share with us today on Joy and Peace Outreach on the topic, what you must do when the morning comes, or what to do until the morning comes. And if anybody didn't get the number and would like to have someone call in, the call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. And the word of God says in 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16, be ye holy. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written in the word of God, be ye holy, for I am holy. Did you get that? But as he which have called you is holy. God is a holy God. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation. He wants you to be hold in your conversation. Well, we have a caller on the air that would like to say something. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
God bless you, woman of God. I'm so glad to be here today. This is Pastor Stephen Amaker, and you just hit my nerve when you started talking about holiness. Oh, I'm kind of leaning in. But when you started talking about holiness, and I find today a lot of people are trying to live holy without the Holy Ghost.
Ah, tell me about it.
It can't be done. It can't be done. There's no way that it can be done. You can't live holy on your own. You need the Holy Ghost to keep you and help you to stay holy, live holy, to guide you, to be your conscience, to be your eyes, and to be your spiritual ears. And a lot of people are being saved in sin and not saved from sin.
All right. All right.
What do you mean? They're saved in their sins. They're claiming they're saved. And the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things have passed away. But now I'm seeing people, they're the same old person, but they're claiming that they're saved. They're claiming they have the Holy Ghost. And another misconception and mistruth that has gone out is that once you give your life to the Lord, you get everything. That's not true. Once you accept the Lord into your life, that's one stage. Then the Bible says sanctify yourself. And the very God of peace will sanctify you holy. And then you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the misconception is once you give your life to God, you have been sanctified, saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Now I understand that, don't get me wrong, some people do get all of that at one time. You know, the Lord filled them with the Holy Ghost at the time of salvation. But that's not the case for everybody.
Amen. Amen.
My wife, the day she got saved, she received the mother of the Holy Ghost. Now, that wasn't the case for me. I had to sanctify myself. And then after that, then the Holy Ghost came, and he filled me with his spirit. But so people are believing and saying, and a lot of denominations are teaching, and that's a misconception, because then why do I need something that I was told I already have? And that's not true. You got the Holy Ghost? Yeah, you got it. I got it the moment I got saved. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. And people today are in church doing the church thing without the Holy Ghost. That's why there is so much sin.
Yes.
In the church. That's the reason why. Because the devil has started compromising the doctrines and the truths of God, and I'm telling people that you can be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and still shack up.
No.
People say you can still be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and be a lesbian and a homosexual.
Or be an adulterer.
And that's the truth, or rather that's the lie that people are living on. Well, you got the Holy Ghost, yeah. Why are you shacking up with that man with the Holy Ghost?
All right.
They told me I had it. I run up and down the aisle. I speak in some unknown tongue. Yeah, you got a ghost, but he ain't the Holy Ghost. God bless you, woman of God.
Oh, thank you so much, man of God. I hadn't heard from you in a long time. I am so happy for you. And please stay on the air and share with us, because we all need all this here on what to do until the morning comes. Oh, Jesus. You know, this has just been ringing in my spirit. We have Bishop Barnett William on, and he said he's going to listen a while. But I just thank God for each and every one of you all. And we have another caller that have come on the air. Caller, you're now on the air.
Hello, Pastor Sadie. This is Reverend Wynn.
Good morning.
Good morning. I so appreciate the brothers. I believe it was the pastor that just spoke. The majority, or let's just say it this way. Every problem the believer faces that stays in the problem longer than they should is because they're living just like this pastor said they're living. They're not consecrated. And when we do become born again, everything is available to us, but it doesn't get to us. We have to open ourselves up for it. We have to reach out and get it. We have to do our part like the pastor was saying, sanctifying ourselves and putting forth that faith effort that it takes, renewing your mind, because if you don't know what is yours, you'll never get it. You have to renew your mind to what Christ did for you in his body. And so this is the problem. We have, I want to say a majority, but maybe that's not fair, but we have a lot of Christians that are lazy. They do not want to put forth faith effort to get where they want to be. They want a free ride
on
somebody else's faith. They want back up, but they want to attend a Word of Faith church that doesn't preach too much about sin. Because I'm going to tell you something. Word of Faith churches, for the most part, are strong churches, but there are some of them who are casual. Just because they're labeled Word of Faith don't mean a thing. They're casual.
All right.
Like Kenneth E. Hagin taught faith strong, but he was not casual. You see, that's an example right there. If somebody's going to say, I'm Word of Faith, Kenneth Hagin is an example. He was not casual about sin. You see, in the Bible, in Revelations, Jesus talks about being lukewarm. Today we call it casual. I'm here to say that the casual Christian will be spewed out of the mouth of God. Now, I didn't mean to get all heavy duty about that, but the brother stirred my spirit, because this is where we're at today. We want something for nothing, and we do not want to develop our own faith and renew our own mind. So we have these, what do they call them, seeker-friendly churches, and it grieves my spirit. I did want to say that when you're going from your midnight to your morning, the brother just spoke the keys there. The pastor, he spoke the keys right there. Sanctification, consecration. You can't come out of your mess. If you're struggling or if you're lingering in your mess, then let's check out the situation. Examine yourself. Check out your situation and find out why you're lingering there. Because we're not supposed to linger. We're just supposed to go through. Yeah. You see, the Israelites were supposed to linger. They were just supposed to go through. He was just leading them through. He was not leading them out there to it. That was not the promised land. He was leading them through that wilderness into the promised land, see? But because of their attitude and their complaining and lack of consecration and carrying on, some of them never made it in. They lingered all that time. So if we're lingering in our trouble, if we're lingering in the a need of finances, it feels like lack. But see, you've been redeemed from lack. lack is a part of the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13. So if you're lingering in the lack of finances, if you're lingering in a health situation, sickness in your body, then I would examine, where are you at? You know, where are you missing it? Hallelujah. That's a whole other message. But in the process of getting from your midnight to your morning, that the process of waiting for your manifestation into this manifested realm, into this natural realm, consecration is the big deal. Just examine yourself, because you don't want, you're just coming through that midnight, just coming through it, not to linger in it. One of the things that helps me to get from the morning to the, or get from the night to the morning, waiting for that manifested thing, and sometimes you can feel like, I need this today, you know, or I needed it yesterday, so you can get a little anxious about it. But what helps me is to remember and to stay mindful that my life is not my own, and that this is just earth. This is not my home. I'm just here on assignment. That helps me keep my peace, because I don't belong here. I'm here on assignment. That helps me to keep my focus on what I'm doing here on earth. And so it keeps that way I'm not distracted by this waiting, in the waiting process from midnight to morning. Whether I'm going through hurt or whether I just need some things to manifest, whether it's a healing in my body. Of course, I got healed 2,000 years ago when I found out about that. I've never needed another healing. I just walk in divine health because I learned I can do that. See, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I've learned from midnight to morning that my life is not my own, that earth is not my home. I'm here on assignment, and I keep myself focused on assignment, on my assignment, and I keep myself mindful that I'm here to be a blessing. Who can I be a blessing to today? Because I'm going to tell you something. Ministers that are needing finances, and all of us, you know, God always leads us out into something bigger than what our bank account is. Why? Because we've got faith. Because we know how to develop faith, see? So he'll lead us out, and sometimes we can think, oh, I need money for that. I need money for that. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're in God's purpose, if you are in God's purpose for your life, he will fund that. But if you're in your own purpose, that will not be funded by God. You're going to have to work that out on your own. See, so when I keep other people, being mindful of being a blessing to somebody else, when I'm going to tell you something. Blessings started coming into me when I got mindful of other people. Because now I know what to do with the money. Now I understand the purpose of money. It is not for me. I get to live off of some of it. Yeah, I get to enjoy some of it for sure. Yeah, because I preach the gospel. So when it comes in, I get to have some of that. But it's not for me. It's for the kingdom. And listen, things that happen to us, I used to just take it so personal when a blessing would come in. I'd just cry and I'd say, oh, God, thank you. You just love me. You just love me so much. And that's true, and I'm not making fun of that. But I learned that didn't come to me for me. This is not my home. You see, my stuff, now I can have riches here, so please understand. I'm not saying that you can't have earthly blessing here, because we serve a God of abundance, and he's the greatest company boss there is. So when he sent us to earth, he sent us here with everything we need to do this job. And so I'm sorry I'm taking so much time. I feel the Holy Ghost, but I need to wrap it up here and give it back to Pastor Sadie. So I totally lost my thought in remembering that I'm taking too much time. So my point is this, that this is not our home, and that everything that we have and everything that's personally for me is in heaven, but most of what comes to me here is for somebody else. And when I'm mindful of that, that keeps me walking straight and not getting bent out of shape because my manifestation is not coming. Or when I'm going through pain, emotional pain, I can say, oh, no, this is just earth. God, thanks for helping me get through this pain. Hallelujah. You know, and I can get through the pain remembering that I'm just here on assignment. I'm not attached to this place. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Evangelist Elliot, what is your topic for today, please?
The topic today, Pastor Amica, is what to do until the morning comes.
Okay. I got a scripture for you.
Yes,
it is Isaiah 25:9. And you said, when the morning comes, okay, watch what it says. It shall be said in that day, the day, the morning, the breaking of the morning, it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him, for he will gladly, For we will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Now, like the woman of God was just saying, that we have to wait. The Lord spoke to me Monday. He says, who is the just? Because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. He said, but who is the just? And you know, God don't ask a question not knowing the answer. So he said, who is the just? I said, well, Lord, okay. Who? He said, it's not everybody that say they're of mine, of me, of my children. Everybody who holler, Jesus, Jesus, is not the just. The Lord says, the just is him or the person that will wait for me to manifest my word in faith. That's how the just live by faith. We wait on the Lord for the manifestation without getting out of his season, without getting out of his timing, without going ahead of God. But what did God say? He said, I'm going to do, okay, well, I'm going to wait on the Lord. And then when the manifestation comes, you say, see, this is our God because we waited on him and he's manifested himself to us.
Yeah.
That's the just. That's the ones, while you in the midnight season, wait on the Lord. Believe on God. Go through, as the woman of God was saying. Because God is, watch this, I'd rather be going through than to be stuck.
All right.
I'd rather be going through. If you're going through, at least you're moving. But if you're stuck, like the woman of God was saying, because you're not learning what? You're not learning the lesson. God takes you through stuff. Why? Because God hate me. No, he don't hate you. He is trying to teach you. He's trying to grow you. He's trying to mature you. He's trying to give you character. He's trying to give you integrity. But, oh, Lord, and the Lord said this to me a couple of years ago. He said, stop praying. Watch this. He said, stop praying that I bring you out what I put you in.
Ah! Jesus.
Lord, get me out of here. He said, no, I put you in that. Then we said, well, what you need to do is start praying, Lord, show me what you would have me to learn in the midst of this. That's why you get so many weak Christians, because they're going through, and Lord, get me out, and I don't want to deal with this. And the Lord says, I put you here for a reason, for your good. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, and it's called according to his purpose. So, therefore, when God puts you through something, he's not because he's a killer, he's a madman. He wants you, and then watch this, what the Lord said. I'm like the passages now, I feel the Holy Ghost. She was saying, the Lord said to me in the beginning of the last December of 2009, he says, I want you to obey me in everything I tell you to do and do it exactly the way I tell you. He said, I said, why? He said, because you don't know, I've already went ahead of you and I put that little nugget, diamonds and treasures and pieces of gold. And when you go my way, then you find these nuggets that I put down for you. And then when you come out, you got all of this. He said, but when you go your way, you miss everything that I had already prepared for you. God bless.
Glory to God, I received that from me. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Ooh. Bishop Barnett, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Would you like to say something?
I'd like to remind us, of course, to be holy, of course, to walk upright. In the midst of the night, weeping may endure a night, but joy comes in the morning. And as we look at what to do to the morning, we've got to be careful how we walk with other believers. Got to be careful how we walk with lukewarm. Be careful how we walk with the unsaved. First Corinthians 5:11 says, not to have company with any man that's a fornicator. Covetous, violator, a drunkard, extortionist, not to have fellowship with any men in that area. not to have fellowship with those who have poor understanding, to walk in the midst of the world, you've got to be not deceived. 1 Corinthians 15:3 says, be not deceived. Walking with people with bad and evil communication. Ephesians 5:11 says, have no fellowship with those that are walking in darkness. You are not supposed to run with the unsaved.
All right.
You are not supposed to run with the lukewarm.
Ah.
In this journey, as you go through, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. And then, of course, follow peace with all men. Ah.
Yes, yes.
Be careful. Walk in peace with all men. You got to live holy. You got to be holy. You got to live holy. But without, no man can see God. So you got to be careful also to walk with the unsaved, not to walk with the lukewarm, and not to walk with the unsaved, because God commands us how to walk in any situation. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you.
May I chime on what Bishop just said for one second? One second. We're not going to walk with the drunkard out in the street. We know better than that.
Amen.
We're not going to walk with the crackhead down the street. We know better than that. But when you see, watch this, when you see the person in your church that has no determination, no desire to live holy, run,
yep.
Forrest, run. If you don't want God, then I ain't got nothing for you. If you want God, I'm here to minister, to uphold you, to help you, to keep you. You know, a lot of people, they ask you, well, what would you, okay, let me say it like this. If a person come up to you and say, is it wrong? They already know it's wrong. They just want you to solidify what they want to do, their sin. So you got people who will come up and say, well, you know, and they ask you about the situation. Is it okay for two men to sleep together? No. And don't you compromise.
Amen. Amen.
Don't compromise. There's too much compromising going on in the church. In the church. Not in the house of God, but in the church. Because in the house of those of us that is in the house of God, we don't believe in sin. We don't practice sin. And this is what's so bad, because you people are trying to, like I said earlier, come in, as the bishop was saying, we're to live holy. God requires, commands, demands. He's emphatically about holiness. Watch what the bishop just said. He said you can't be in and out at the same time.
All right.
Either you hot or you cold. If you're hot, at least we can make tea or coffee. If you're cold, we can at least make Kool-Aid or something. But lukewarm water is not good for anything.
Right. Amen. Ah. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Too much compromise going on right now.
And that is so true. You see that going on, that compromise. And you know they're in sin. Rather than to just come up and tell a woman of God, man of God, what you're saying and what you're doing is contrary to the will of God. This is what God said you should be doing. This is what you should be walking in. But you walking in darkness. And darkness and light ain't going to mix.
Mm-mm.
Ah.
Mm-mm.
And you know, we got to hold fast for sound doctrine. You know, you got to hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. You'll find that in 2 Timothy 1 and 13. And then we read also, be not weary in well-doing. But ye brethren, he don't want you to be weary in well-doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we cannot be conformed, be not conformed, but be transformed. So this world, when you think about it, in Romans 12 and 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that mm-hmm. you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. These are things the song said, things I used to do, I don't do no more.
Yeah.
Places that I used to, I don't go no more. Sing that today.
Yes.
Because you're still doing the same thing.
That's right.
You're still going to the same places. And
that's
you're
right.
still saying you're filled with the Holy Ghost.
And as the word said, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You can't be
you
halfway
go.
In the church, one left foot in the church and the right foot out in the world. No, you got to have both of them in the church or both of them out in the world. You can't be straddled the fence. You either mm-hmm. going to want God all the way or you don't want it. There ain't no part-time
yeah.
love. Ain't no part-time mm-hmm. love, no part-time thing. Uh-uh. You're going to give God all the praise, all the honor.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, woman of God, as you walk toward the morning, you've got to learn the voice of God.
Yeah.
And you learn the voice of God through your prayer, through your praising with your pant and talking to Him. You got to learn the voice of God. Secondly, you got to yield to the Spirit. You got to yield to the Holy Ghost. And the only way to do that is know His voice. Know Him speaking to you.
Yes.
Thirdly, you've got to walk upright.
Yes.
Even in the midst of weeping time, even in the midst of downtrodden time, when you're beat down or when you're attacked, the darkness or the dark times around, you got to walk upright. You can't say, you can't give in to your own fleshly desires to get back at everybody. But you got to walk upright. And the scripture reminds us, no good thing will He withhold from us in the midst of the midnight hour, in the midst of the trouble and trial times. You got to walk upright. You got to walk in the area and follow what the word says. And lastly, you got to walk in Christ.
Yes.
You got to walk in Christ every step of your life, everything that you do. You got, and of course, I love that thing, what would Jesus do? You got to resolve what would Jesus do and do it yourself. We're back in your hands.
Amen. Amen. I said, ooh, Lord. I mean, this, what to do until the morning come. When you think about what you went through last night, what you had on your mind or what the enemy tried to attack you with, and you just get down to go to pray until you pray through that situation that you're going through. And when the morning comes, and you thank
do
God
what?
And give Him a praise. And you
what
say,
you say we got to do?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
What do you say we got to do? Pray until we do what?
Pray. We have to pray. We have to go through. No matter what we are
pray,
going.
Pray through. You say pray until you pray through.
Yes, sir. We got to pray through.
You don't know nothing about no praying through. Come on, sis. You don't know nothing about no praying through. Lord, help me. I'm on my way to sleep. Bye.
Bye.
That's what they're praying. Lord, you know I need help. Help me. No. Hello, Evangelist Sadie.
Yes, sir.
I'm going through. and you stand up and you sit there. Hello, Bishop, I'm going through. And you say that the bishop is praying, Lord, help him. And I'm in the bed asleep.
We praying on your behalf, Pastor Amos.
There you go. You praying on my behalf, and I'm in the bed asleep. You praying through, and I'm sleeping. Well, the evangelist got it. I done asked Bishop Barnett to help me, and he's praying for me. So let me go on and go to sleep. I'm watching folks. They tell you to fast. Earlier, and you tell them, okay, I'm going to fast and pray for you. And you call them and say, brother, how you doing? What you doing? I'm eating. I'm eating lunch. How you eating lunch and you tell me to fast with you?
That's right. Mm-hmm. You saying it right, Pastor Emma. That's right. Mm-hmm. We have to be on one accord. That means if you're going through, all of us got to be on one accord. You just said it. The magic word. We can't one, two praying and two sitting down eating and doing what they want to do. We coming in agreement with you, so that means you got to be with us all the way. You can't be half stepping.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come. You got to come on. You got to come on with the come on, as the young people say. You got to get on up and come on. We all gonna get around here and fast and pray. We all gonna go to God on that behalf of whoever we pray for, whatever they're going through. We gonna come into an agreement and pray this thing.
Amen. You know, one of the things that I do when people come to me like that, I'll say to them, all right, your faith is the leader. If you come out of agreement, then it's over, because I have nothing to agree with anymore. Once you come out of agreement, if you drop the ball, so your faith is the leader. If you stay in faith, then you've got my faith. I'm not letting go of the ball, but I'll know in the spirit if you've let go, because there'll be nothing for me to grab onto.
All right. Yes, Lord. Did someone else want to say something?
Yes, for a last word for me. I think everybody that travels through night are not saved. Everybody that travels through night are not super Christians. What you need to do is remember that God can. Remember that God can. Everybody we're talking to on this broadcast is not super believers. You've got to remember God can and God will do it. You've got to place that, you've got to speak that affirmation in your mind so much until you believe it. And get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Get filled with the Holy Ghost. Get healed, because the Holy Ghost is the teacher. The Holy Ghost brings back to your remembrance. The Holy Ghost, will anoint you. The Holy Ghost baptizes you. The Holy Ghost comforts you. The Holy Ghost exhorts you. Next thing, you need to speak in tongues to build yourself up.
Come on. Yes.
And all of this will help you endure going through until the morning comes. And
all
let me let you go.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm hoping that whoever listening to this broadcast today, whether it's morning, evening, or night, or in the archive, I'm hoping and praying that they have heard every tidbit, every scripture we have given from the Word of God, every nugget, every thing that have proceeded from our lips through the Holy Spirit, that they will absorb this, take this, and use it in their life each and every day, because it will help them. It will transform them. It will give them peace. It will tell them about sound doctrine. They can learn how to go to God. They'll know what weeping is all about. What caused weeping in the nighttime? Not just in the daytime, but what may cause weeping in your midnight hour? You know, whatever you're going through, how they can come up out of it. And, you know, things to avoid when you going through it, and what to do till the morning come, is abstain from all appearance of evil.
Mm.
Avoid fleshly lust.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God say, 1 Peter 2:11 say, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers, pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which walk against the soul.
Mm.
And another thing to avoid is avoid troublemakers. You'll find that in Romans 16:17. It said, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division
mm-hmm.
and offense contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. Those are some of the things we can do to avoid the things during the nighttime. I want to thank each and every one of you all. We have 2 minutes left. Would anyone else like to say something on this program today?
I would like to ask those of us that is on the call line to just stay on for a couple of minutes after we go off the air. Please just hold on to the phones just a couple of minutes. I feel that the Lord wants us to pray for a minute, pray about our churches and pray about certain things and issues that's going on in the body of Christ. And we the true believers, need to come together and pray for just a couple of minutes and give the Lord a couple of minutes after the broadcast, please, if it's okay with y'all.
That is fine, Pastor Steve, because I was going to say the very thing you just asked. I was going to have to stay on because we needed that prayer to go out. It'll even be in the archives where they can hear what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Because we are serving a mighty good God today. And I want to thank everyone that came on for the program, those that listen in. I hope it was something said today. Scriptures that was given to each and every person that came in the sound of my voice today to what to do until the morning comes. And that our main scripture came from Psalms 30:5. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. But when you read, say, weep, they endure for the night, but joy. The word of God said that. Not say it, the word of God said it. If you have not tore it out of your Bible, it's in there. Say, weeping may endure for the night, but joy in the morning. When you think about your midnight hour, what you went through, but when you woke up this morning, when you arose, and God let you open your eyes, you saw a new morning with new mercy, new grace, new understanding. More of God's word that you forgot about what happened the night before because you so in tune with God, he let you know how he brought you through to the morning. My. And we're gonna go on and to have our prayer because it's needed. And whoever like to come forth and start prayer, please feel free because I give God glory and the praise this morning because he is truly, truly worthy. And I want to thank every one of my guests that came on. And so we can go on into prayer. Pastor Emma, you can go on and start the prayer.
Thank you. Thank you. I was thinking that I wanted to give everybody an opportunity. If the woman of God, Pastor Wynn, would start, and then
sir.
Bishop, and then we'll take it around for a minute or so.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, your word says that we can come before your throne boldly to obtain. Now, we need to obtain some things, and since they asked me to pray first, the only thing that I can pray for is the government, because that's to be prayed for first. We cannot pray for our churches if we're not praying for our government, because if our government is out of place, then our churches won't be. We will not be able to move. The word of God will not have free course in this country. So we lift up the government right now. Father, your word says that you have the heart of the key in your hand and you move it whichever way you will. So we see that today in the new covenant, you have the heart of our commander-in-chief. in your hand. And as we pray, you move it whichever way you will. And so, Father, we are faithful, especially as ministers, Father, that spread the gospel. Yeah. The government gets, excuse me, the government gets, tries to hinder the spread of the gospel. And so, Father, we just call all wicked and unrighteous men cut out of our government. And we pray reasonable, righteous men to take their place. Hallelujah. And we call all unrighteous laws overturned and righteous laws set into place. Satan, take your hands off the political arena, the social arena, and the economic arena of this nation. And we loose the Spirit of Christ upon the social arena, economic arena, and political arena of this nation. Father, you have a right to your harvest, and so you shall have it. We pray that there will be a harvest full of laborers, Father God. Hallelujah, because you have a right to your harvest, and so you shall have it. The Word of God will have free course in this country. Yeah. We will live a quiet and peaceable life in this country. Souls will be saved, and the plan of God will go forth in this country because you have a right to your inheritance. You have a right to your harvest. Hallelujah. Our inheritance. You have a right to your harvest. Thank you for making us co-laborers in this harvest, and we give you praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, gracious Father, we come to say thank you today, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for what our ears have heard, the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Reading it in your word, dear Heavenly Father, what we must do until the morning comes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our morning this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for every church, though, that's open in thy name, every man and woman of God that will go forth, dear Heavenly Father, in your name, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to come in, dear Heavenly Father, and set up a standard, set up the right order, dear Heavenly Father, because so many things have been out of order, dear Heavenly Father. Let them be humble before you. Let them be servants of you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the government, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the president right now, Lord, the vice president, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for the heads of the nations throughout this world, dear Heavenly Father. I ask you, let them come together, Lord, on one band of Christian love, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know without a shadow of a doubt that you are God, and beside there is no other, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you thanks in advance for today, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to pick up those on the highways and the byways of life, dear Heavenly Father. Turn them around, dear Heavenly Father, for the roll call straight, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, let them know salvation, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know that they can live holy, dear Heavenly Father. Let them know, dear Heavenly Father, that you are God, and that they can't serve two masters. They're either going to love one and hate the other. But Lord, bring them together, dear Heavenly Father, because you don't want nobody lost, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you today, dear Heavenly Father, for coming forth in our lives, dear Heavenly Father. We want to thank you, Lord, for us being examples where we can go out and share the good news with someone else. We want to thank you, Lord, for keeping us covered, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you when we go out, Lord, that the light is shone upon us, the Heavenly Father, that we are light and not of darkness, the Heavenly Father. We want to thank you today, the Heavenly Father. Bless each and every person that will hear this broadcast today. Let their lives be changed, the Heavenly Father. Let them have a different thinking, way of thinking, the Heavenly Father. Let them pick up the Word of God and read what thus saith the Lord, the Heavenly Father. This we ask in Jesus' precious, divine, holy will. Amen, and thank God.
Bishop, would you like to?
He's gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Father, do we have any other?
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you also on the line?
No, that's just us.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. I speak strength to the bodies of your servants. I speak strength to the spirits of your servants. I speak strength to the minds and to the hearts of the ones that is doing the true work of you, that is standing in the gap for the people of this nation, of this world, of this country, even of the in your house. I speak strength right now. Strength in their hearts, strength in their minds, strength in their spirits, God, that we know that we are not alone, that we're on the battlefield, and that the victory is already ours. We thank you now for the victory in every situation in our lives, in our personal lives, in our ministry lives, in our country lives. We thank you right now in advance for the victory. I speak victory. I call forth healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Heal the heart, heal the mind, heal the spirit. I speak healing to Pastor Wynn. I speak healing to her mind and to her spirit. I speak strength to her mind and to her spirit. You know what she desires. You know what she's looking for. You know what she's asking and believing you for. We thank you right now for immediate manifestation. The Lord says your day is coming. Your midnight season is over. You're coming into the dawning of the day. And I thank God. I thank God for that. I thank God for all of us coming out of our midnight seasons, coming into our dawning of the day. We will see the manifestation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The manifestation of what you have spoken in us. Thank you now. Thank you to uphold and to provide and to bless and to give Pastor Elliot what she desires, needs. Make to come on, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for providing every one of her needs according to your riches.
Thank you,
Jesus. In the name of 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 Jesus. Touch Bishop's body. Touch his body. Touch his mind. Touch his heart. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Touch his heart. Touch his mind. Touch his spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Encourage him. Encourage him in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for these saints of God that has come today, and you allowed us to come together for these few minutes to share and see that we are all on one accord. We're with one accord in you, that we're talking. We all have the same speech. We all have the same mindset. We thank you for covenant relationships in the name of Jesus. We bless you now. 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 We bless you now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. Oh, my soul bless you. My soul bless you, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It is only our desire to do your will. That's all we want.
Yes, Lord.
To do the will of the Father. That's all we want. We don't want nothing else but to do your will. And we know if we do your will, you will do for us what you would have to be done for us. You take care of every situation. You take care of every bill. You take care of everything that is in our life. You will provide because we are busy about our Father's business, and you will do and take care of our needs. You supply our needs according to your riches. Glory. Thank you, God. Again, we thank you for these women of God. Encourage, 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 encourage. I speak encouragement to your spirit. I speak encouragement to your mind. I speak encouragement to your body. In Jesus' name, in the precious name of Jesus.
Precious.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Ooh, thank you for coming on. And I'm going to try to be on next week if possible. I have an outreach to do next Wednesday. So if you don't see a show on, catch me the following Wednesday because I'm doing an outreach where we're giving out food and stuff to people throughout the city next week. So just in case. I'm going to call you Pastor Amica because I want to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. We'll be on tonight. I'll be on tonight at 7:30 Eastern time, so about 6:30 your time.
Okay. If you can
join us, I would love for you to. God bless. God bless,
okay.
Woman of God.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.